Hello and welcome. This file is called sysedelete, and it's a very specific trigger removal file. Now this file will remove all the negative suggestions you have from any sissy files, which is most usually the idea that having a feminine side makes you weak, worthless, stupid, whatever. Now this file will help you to let go of those negative ideas while holding on to all the positive effects of those files, and helps you to really embrace and love your feminine side. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, letting go. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation. Being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point, and in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter, it doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop anytime. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper. Because you know, I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper,
So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually 2 liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you are safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you are alone. You are isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away. It's losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception, as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void. As your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too. How your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence. It's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to clean your mind a little bit. That's right, because today it is time to finally let go of all the sissy programming you have experienced over the years. That's right, and maybe listening to those files were an important step on your way to accept your femininity. Or maybe you just listened to those files because those files were available and they were easier to find, and you used them until you found something better. Whatever it is, today, right here, right now, is the time to let go of all the sissy programming, of all the humiliation, of the idea that having a feminine side is something bad,
or something to be ashamed of.
That's right. Now, before we begin, I would like you to feel your femininity. Become really aware of it. Feel it inside of you. And as I talk to you, you might already feel it growing stronger and stronger inside of you. Your feminine side, your beautiful, wonderful femininity glowing inside of you, making you feel so safe, so comfortable, so perfect. That's right. And this feminine side is an integral part of who and what you are. And you accept it, you embrace it, and you feel it shining inside of you, stronger and stronger by the second. You feel this feminine energy inside of you, and you accept it completely and totally, because you know that it's wonderful to have this feminine side. You know that you will never have any reason to be ashamed of it. You accept it, you want it, and you love it, because it's an important and integral part of who you are. That's right. And as you feel this femininity growing stronger inside of you, as you become really aware of it, really accepting and embracing it completely and totally, free of any shame and guilt, now we know which part to hold on to. And as you hold on to your feminine side, to your femininity, and to everything in any files, to any suggestion that had a positive effect on your femininity, I am going to wash away everything else from your mind. That's right. All the suggestions from your sissy programming that are negative for your mind will be completely removed from your mind. Now, of course, you might still be able to remember that you have listened to this kind of files. Of course you can remember, because you want to know which files to avoid in the future. And yet, it's only that, a memory, just a simple memory that will never again has any power over you, never again has any control over you. It's just data, and that's all it is. That's right. And all you have to do right now to clean your mind from all negative suggestions of your sissy programming is just keep being aware of your feminine side. Keep embracing it. Keep loving it. Keep connected to it. And while you do, you feel all the other suggestions from those sissy files just disintegrating in your mind. They're just wilting away as I drain all power from those negative suggestions and feed it to your feminine side, making it stronger, making it better, giving it all the confidence it deserves. That's right. And you can feel it. You can feel all negative suggestions melting away. The idea that having a feminine side is humiliating, that makes you weaker, all those ideas are fading from your mind. All the power is drained and directly fed to your feminine side, making it stronger, making it more confident, and helping you to love your feminine side full-heartedly, because it's an amazing, beautiful, and wonderful part of your identity. And you can feel the change happening right now, can't you? You can feel all the negative suggestions, all those silly ideas that having a feminine side makes you less worth, makes you weaker. All those silly ideas are fading away, are wilting away, withering away, as I drain all that power and feed it directly to your beautiful, wonderful femininity. That's right. And you feel the femininity in you growing stronger and stronger. And you accept it. You embrace it. You love it wholeheartedly, because you know it's a part of you. And it's a wonderful, beautiful, amazing part of you. And no matter what people say, it's a part you will never have to be ashamed about. That's right. It's just you, and it is wonderful. And you feel it. And you feel all the negative suggestions
from all the sissy files completely withering away the absurd idea that having a feminine side makes you weaker, makes you less worth, completely fading away from your mind as you feel your feminine confidence growing, asserting itself, becoming so strong, filling you with this beautiful, wonderful energy. And you can feel it growing stronger by the minute. You can feel the last negative suggestions completely wilting away. And as they wilt away, you feel your acceptance of your femininity growing. You can love yourself on a completely new level, much deeper than you ever could before. And you do. You accept yourself. You love yourself. You embrace your femininity because you know it's wonderful and amazing. That's right. And now that we've drained all the negative suggestions, now that we took their power and gave it to your feminine side, we are going to make sure that any negative suggestions in the future, be it in or out of trance, will never have any effect over you. That's right. Because from now on, you know that your feminine side is something wonderful, something amazing. And even if you were to listen to a sissy file that tells you that having a feminine side makes you weak or dumb or less worth, it will only trigger exactly what you experienced in this file. And you will feel it happening again. You will feel those negative suggestions instantly being drained and the power fed directly into your feminine side. That's right. No matter who's going to try to tell you that having a feminine side makes you less worth, makes you weaker or stupid, even if you're listening to a file and it arouses you, you will instantly feel it happening. You will feel all power being instantly drained from those negative ideas and fed directly to your feminine side, making it even stronger, making it even more confident and even more powerful, because you know that your femininity is something wonderful, something amazing, and you wholeheartedly accept and embrace it. That's right. And now this trigger is installed in your mind and it will automatically drain all the power from all those negative thoughts, just completely draining them and feeding the power to your feminine side. That's right. This trigger will stay in your mind and continuously change you, continuously work on you, continuously help you, draining those negative thoughts and strengthening your femininity, helping you to accept it and to embrace it wholeheartedly. That's right. This little file will stay in your mind and help you to accept your femininity on a deep emotional level a little bit more each and every day. And now that I deeply implanted this trigger in your mind, now it's time to wake you back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you wake up further and further. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, comments, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.